computer and go to usagoodness.com to get information on how you can start a home business to earn extra money in your spare time while providing food for starving children. Go to usagoodness.com or call 800-301-6177.
A former lawyer in Kentucky has been given more than 2 years in prison for conspiring with a sheriff to extort money from people charged with drug crimes. Ronnie Wayne Reynolds admitted his crime, which is called extortion under color of official right. In May, the sheriff got more than 15 years for his part. A new set of books on the subject of hell are being written. We get more from IRN USA News correspondent Jordan Hooker.
It has been nearly 4 months since Love Wins, a controversial book by Pastor Rob Bell, was published. Now, The Blaze reports a new set of books on the subject of hell are being written. The most recent, released July 5th, is Erasing Hell by Francis Chan, a California pastor and author. Chan told Christianity Today that Love Wins upset many of his notions about hell, so he set out to study the theology concerning hell for himself. Chan made clear that his purpose was not to attack Rob Bell in Love Wins, but to provide a book on the subject that can stand on its own. Two other titles on the subject that are soon to be released are God Wins, Heaven, Hell, and Why the Good News is Better Than Love Wins, and Hell is Real. Both titles will be released on August 1st. This is Jordan Hooker, IRN USA Radio News.
A college football player from New Mexico will not be charged for the ruckus he caused when he wore saggy pants aboard a plane in San Francisco. The captain wanted him to leave, but he refused. Local prosecutors say they think they should spend their time on more important things. I'm Richard Stewart, and you've been listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
Broadcasting live, it's the only national radio talk show on computers to air every weeknight. Computer America, hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. The first hour's behind us, but there's still more of tech news, tech talk, and your phone calls. We're being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the internet at ComputerAmerica.com. You got computer problems? Bring them on. You're listening to Computer America. Computers run the world, and we run computers. Bye. Call us toll-free, 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-TALK. Or send us an email to live at ComputerAmerica.com.
Rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start format. At it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it.
Welcome back to the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. If you want to get in touch with us, we offer several different ways. The easiest is to pick up the phone, call us toll-free, 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-8255. That number will get you on, and it will get you through. If you don't want to go on the air and you're a little radio shy, we have a special email inbox set up when we're live and on the air, and that is, in fact, live, L-I-V-E, at ComputerAmerica.com. Or you can join us in the Computer America chat room, our add-on chat room. Just head over to the homepage at ComputerAmerica.com. On the left-hand side of the screen, you'll see it says Chat With Us. Make up a username. That's the name you'll be known by when you go into the chat room. Put it in there. Click the login button beneath it. And your Java-enabled browser, be it on a Windows machine, Mac, Linux, Windows Vista, Windows 7, Snow Leopard on the Mac, it all works. We'll move you into the Computer America chat room. And we are just starting hour two here on the Computer America show. And it is, of course, the longest running nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. By the way, Ben recommended that song to me, and I think it's kind of cool. So, so as we move into hour two of the Computer America show.
I like it.
I do, too. I think it's really cool. I think it's got a nice beat to it. So there you go. Gabriel Torres continues on. He's the editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets. Did you like it, Gabriel, the song?
Yeah, I like the song. I have a few of that song, yes.
Okay, so
the ladies are technology. Yeah, technology. Cool.
Three for three. There you go, Ben. Okay, that's it. So, as I said, welcome to Hour 2, and we're continuing on with our Wednesday Madness, which is open phone lines. Any questions you have from computers and technology, and we've got a caller on the phone who's been waiting over the break, so we're going to go to radio station KNUU AM 970 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's go to Jim, Computer America, Craig Crossman. Hi, Jim.
Hi, guys. Four for four.
Yeah, four. You like it, too. Okay.
Kind of catchy.
There you go.
Got a couple of questions. Uh-huh. The first one is... Gabriel, I just heard for the first time that Intel's i3, they referenced it's a second generation now. What's the difference between the first generation and second generation i3 processors? Do you know?
Yes, absolutely. So the what they are calling the second generation, both i3, i5, and i7, is better known inside the industry as the Sandy Bridge platform. So what was previously called Sandy Bridge is the second generation Core i3, i5, and i7.
So, do you know what the differences are, what they changed or upgraded or enhanced?
Yeah, there's quite few things, right? The video integrated in the CPU is faster, right? It uses a new platform, a new socket, and everything. And
the socket is not compatible, so I can't just drop one of the new chips into the motherboard has to be made for that particular processor.
The socket 11.
I hate when they do that. Okay, go ahead.
And go ahead to the next question. I'll remember.
Okay, continue on, Jim. You'll try to think what the other differences are.
What I'm wondering is also how much memory or RAM the integrated video is going to take. In other words, if I had 4 gig of RAM, is it going to reserve, say, 1 gig for integrated video RAM or more than that?
256 megs is the default configuration, but you can reduce that if you want.
I'm sorry, how much is
256 megs, megabytes.
Oh, okay.
That's the default, but you can change that.
Now, is video? It's the video RAM is using the same RAM that we would normally use for memory. That doesn't have its own video RAM on board to do that.
No, it doesn't have it. It's because the graphics processor is inside the CPU. It uses the same RAM, the same memory.
Now, when you buy a video card, though, they have their own video memory on board, so you don't sacrifice. So there's another advantage when you have a video card. As
right.
I'm sure you probably know, Jim, you don't sacrifice your actual
memory. Right, it has
memory.
Its own memory.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Now, with integrated, I assume it has integrated sound too, Gabriel. How much memory or RAM will that take up also?
Say what?
If it's got integrated sound,
there's no integrated sound.
Oh,
the
there
sound
isn't.
Is generated by separate chip, yes.
Okay. I was kind of under the feeling that maybe the video RAM could go as high as 1.5 gig, and that would eat up a lot of RAM. But
maybe
you
can configure it, but
I told you the
default configuration. So the Sandy Bridge, it's a new, going back to your original question, so the second generation Core i3, i5, and i7, the Sandy Bridge architecture is a new architecture. So they redesigned the CPU. So inside the CPU, the internal design is different. So the internal design was redone to improve performance. Basically, it makes it faster than the previous generation, when they run at the same clock rate. So if you get like a 2 gigahertz CPU, that's a second generation Core i3, will be faster than the same 2 gigahertz from a previous
generation. That was another question I had. Thank you for answering that. The last quick question I have is, if you have the RAM, and let's say you're running a database application, would it bring all the database files into RAM so you could work at the speed of RAM, or is it going to keep going back and forth to the disk for the data?
Okay. This is like a software dependent. For instance, okay. if you use Linux and MySQL server, it does this automatically. So on Windows, I'm not sure because I'm not so familiar with the solutions, database solutions for Windows. But in Linux, yeah, that's the default behavior. You know, like it tries to put everything on RAM because it's faster than disk.
Right.
Yeah. Then that's called virtual memory, and it's obviously, as Gable says. Yeah, but if it runs in memory, obviously it's a lot faster. Unfortunately, sometimes databases are so big you can't get it all into memory, and so therefore you really need to use a disk.
That's why database servers usually have tons of RAM, you know, and for websites and stuff like this.
But again, the
database server has a lot of RAM. Otherwise, you start doing a lot of swapping with the hard drive,
and then
the application gets really slow.
Yeah, you don't want to swap. That really degrades throughput.
Yes, it does.
Okay, thanks, fellas.
Hey, Jim, listen, thanks for calling. You're a great guy, and we appreciate your questions, okay? And you keep calling us, okay?
Okay, have a great evening.
All right, take care. Have a good evening. Good night. All right, and that's it, 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number, 866-606-8255. That number will get you on and get you through. I wanted to we got more things I want to talk about, but I wanted to just read a couple of emails that we've got here, if you don't mind.
They've been
sticking around here for some time.
Well, maybe I do mind.
Oh, you do mind? Okay. Well, Ben minds, so we can't read it. Yeah. This is just one. Now, we have on Computer America, we have a feedback form. In other words, when you use the feedback form, you can actually send us messages anonymously. It's kind of interesting. And just click on the interact button, and you can see it, and it's used for venting, what have you. And A lot of you use it and still tell us who you are, so that's kind of confusing, but you can see either way. This was just the feedback that came in. It says, hello, very good job on the site. It says, thank you, man. Okay, that's it. That was succinct to the point, and we're really glad that you liked it. Now, here's a comment from somebody who's obviously upset. He says, please stream your webcast in something other than Microsoft formats. Yuck. Okay, well, you know, we don't have any control over how and when the audio is streamed. We only have links to different places that do that, including the ones in the network. But you know what? We'll make a suggestion to that. We're going to think of some other ways. But we have a variety of formats and a variety of links that feed the audio stream in a variety of different formats. And hopefully, if you continue to look, as we put several up there, you'll find one that you like. Okay, that's the best we can say. Here's one that we've heard many times in the past, but I'll tell you what, when we come back, we'll continue on with this. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. It's open phone lines. It's Wednesday Madness. Gabriel Torres continues on with us, answering your questions. We're going to read a few more of your emails. These have been building up for a while. We just haven't had a chance to get to them, so I'm going to try to clear out as many as I can, and then we'll continue on. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've fallen and I can't get up, protects 100,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a retirement home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-913-9494. 1-800-913-9494. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-913-9494.
Looking for a best friend? Brother Wolf Animal Rescue has your best friend waiting just for you. Their mission is to protect and enhance the lives of companion animals and the people who love them. Their no-kill rescue shelter is open year-round, making it easy for people to adopt their best new friend. This year, Brother Wolf will find homes for over 2,400 orphan dogs, puppies, cats, and kittens. All have ended up as an orphan through no fault of their own. Brother Wolf has created a safe, nurturing environment where these special animals can heal emotionally and physically until they find a lifelong home. Their life-saving transport program brings dogs and puppies from overcrowded shelters in the south to rescues in the north where homes are easier to find. Brother Wolf Animal Rescue is a 501c3 organization. To learn more about their life-saving work and to make a donation, visit their website at www.bwar.org. That's www.bwar.org. Help to realize Brother Wolf's vision when no animal is euthanized for lack of a home.
Who's a good boy?
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Hi, this is Craig Crossman, host of the Computer America Show. Ralph Bond joins us with his Intel Digital Minute, where he reports on the latest happenings in the computing industry. Here now is Ralph Bond.
To give our schools the technology edge, industry leaders such as Intel are teaming up with education software and PC hardware makers. Here's a great example. At the recent International Society for Technology and Education Conference in Philadelphia, Skills Tutor, a division of global education leader Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, announced an innovative partnership with Intel and Equus Computer. This dream team effort will offer schools throughout the USA with a super combo, including Skills Tutor e-learning solutions for the K through adult learner, such as Math Fact Fluency, and Intel Learning Series solutions, all preloaded on Intel Atom processor-powered convertible netbook Classmate PCs provided and supported by Equus Computer. The goal? To give teachers and administrators more opportunities to integrate purpose-built technology into their classrooms. For more about this groundbreaking effort and Intel's Learning Series, visit IntelLearningSeries.com. That's this week's Intel Minute for Computer America. I'm Ralph Bond for Intel.
And it's 22 minutes after the hour here on the Computer America Show, 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number. Live at ComputerAmerica.com or, of course, our chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. It's Wednesday Madness. It's open phone lines. Gabriel Torres, editor of Hardware Secrets, continues on with us, helping us answering your questions. And we're sort of in the middle of the emails. But before we do that, Ben, I understand that we have a winner. We have a winner for our Facebook contest. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was going to wait for my break, but that's fine.
Well, hold on. We'll roll the drums and we'll let you announce his name, okay? Or her name, whatever it is. Okay.
Her name.
Okay. Here we go.
And tonight's winner is Haley Wright.
Haley Wright?
Yep. Got it right.
All right. Congratulations to you, Haley. What does Haley win, Johnny?
She wins an all-expense-paid vacation to the Bahamas for 3 days, 4 nights.
No.
Oh, no. Sorry. She wins a copy of Trend Micro's Titanium.
Oh, very nice. Absolutely. That's from our good friend David Perry. Gave us several copies of those to give away. I'm glad to see that we're awarding those. So we'll I know you've sent an email to ask for her email, and when we get that, we will send you the code and everything, and you can download it right off the internet and get started right away, because Titanium is one of the only antivirus products that works in the cloud. They started from scratch with this thing. It is an amazing product. Your computer doesn't have all those virus definitions. It doesn't get bogged all that down trying to define all that. It's all on Trend Micro server, and it just protects your system. It's just a really very different antivirus, very cool antivirus product. So congratulations to you. Okay, that said, let's...
Wait, do you want to hear next week's prize?
Oh, absolutely. What is next week's prize?
Next week's prize, because we have finished this contest, we have, of course, started a new one.
Okay.
And next week, we're going to give away a free agent DocStar.
Oh, that's very, very nice. Matthew, I have one right here in my hand. That is from Seagate. They make them. And the idea here is the Free Agent DocStar, it's a network adapter. So basically you can access and share files over the internet with this cool little thing. You can make contact with your content wherever you go. It's a small little device. Just plugs into your system, and you launch a little software product. I mean, you can do file sharing at its simplest with a clean, modern, web-based interface. You've got easily share and access files with all of the computers in your home. It appears like a local drive in your home and when accessed remotely via the internet. So that's really simple, just like another drive. It integrates with your favorite social media website and always keep your friends in the loop with an easy-to-publish RSS feed. You can do that too. And you can send new pictures straight to from your iPhone to your DocStar network adapter. So this is some of the things that you can do with this. It's very, very nice. I think it's valued at about $90. And that's our prize for next week. So all you have to do is go to our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/computeramerica, or just go to our homepage. There's a Facebook link right there. Just click on it and say you like our page. That's all you have to do. That's it. Just say you like the page. And you are in the contest forever. Right, Ben?
Exactly.
Okay, there you go. All right, so let's continue to go to these emails. This is not an email. This is another feedback. Remember this, we have several ways you can contact us. Email, of course, we know who you are. Feedback, it's anonymous. And this is an anonymous one. It says, I like your show, but I have a hard time listening to it because there is often a big discrepancy between the volume of the guest's voice and the volume of the host's voice. Right now, I'm listening to a particular show. If I turn the volume down, I can't hear the guest, and if I turn the volume up, the host voice is often startlingly loud and too loud for my neighbors on the other side of the wall. Thanks, Chris, for considering my comment. I'm not sure what's going on there because the volume is maintained by the network. Sometimes we will have guests that come in via Skype, and they sound like they're in the room with us, but... I know the network keeps all the volumes pretty much at the same level. Now, what you will hear a difference is in the commercials. Typically, the commercials are a louder volume than the show volume, and that's just what they do at networks. So it's not only our network; most every network I know does that. But I'm not sure why you're hearing things lower. The guest voice is lower than the host voice. We do everything to maintain it and keep it as even as possible. So hopefully. And I know the Skype is just a recent addition. So hopefully, write me again if you're still having that problem, and we'll investigate further. But as far as I know, that's we're doing the best we can.
Do you know if this was before or after we started bringing guests in on Skype?
This was April 25th, so that was before.
Yeah, that was about a full month before I started. So
yeah. So I'm not sure what that is.
So it'll work itself out.
Yeah, well, hopefully it will. Maybe it is. Maybe it has. We haven't heard from them again, so there it is.
You need to check your email more often.
I said some of these are a little. No, that actually, he mentioned that show, but this feedback came in a lot later. But he just said he used that as an example. Okay, this feedback actually came in May 30th. Okay, so. All right. Let's see. This is a suggestion. I like these, Ben, and we should probably take advantage. This is a suggestion from a listener who wants us to do a particular topic. This is actually from a guest idea. We have a forum on Computer America to submit show ideas. If you want to not, you have an idea, you can do that. It's really simple to do it on our website. This is from a Sean. And he says, do a topic on 80s classic computer clubs. He says, do any of the old Apple II computer clubs still exist? Do they still have meetings in libraries and computer store back rooms? do they still publish those paper newsletters? Does Beagle Brothers still make Apple software? No, they do not. I'm sorry. Beagle Brothers is long since dead. They made some very clever stuff, but they're long gone. So, yeah. Now, I don't know. I do know that the computer clubs still exist. They're out there. I do know the internet killed a lot of them, but there are still a lot of big user group. They don't really call them computer clubs. They call them user groups. And then they have special interest groups within that, and they still meet at different places. So, let me think about it. Maybe we can do something. As a matter of fact, I think I have a suggestion from a local computer user group that's out in California. Maybe we can bring them on and talk about it and see what the state of user groups are. But it's a great idea, Sean. Thanks so much. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. It's Wednesday Madness. We'll continue with your emails and topics. Open phone lines as well. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Robert Rees with the CEO Show Minute, where we connect you with America's top CEOs on Business Talk Radio Network. First this.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Robert Rees on the CEO Show Minute, here with George Halverson, CEO of Kaiser Permanente. So how do you really get your senior management team to become better leaders?
If you go to the Hospital Association trade show, and the exhibit hall is full of vendors, and the vendors are selling ideas and products that they think are going to make the future better. So when you go to those shows and you listen to the people giving the speech, they're usually talking about what they did last year. But if you go down to the convention floor or into the exhibit floor and look at the vendors, you'll see what they're selling for next year. The future is, I think, usually in those vendor booths. And so I actually require our senior leadership to go to trade shows and go to the exhibit hall and to walk through the exhibits and see what those various vendors are doing relative to equipment, IT systems, databases, reporting systems, product approaches. It's all there in the exhibit floor. And if you as a leader don't have a sense of where the future is going, you're going to direct your organization based on looking backward. That works some of the time, but some of the time it can get you in huge trouble.
Thanks, George. Robert Rees speaking with George Halverson, CEO of Kaiser Permanente. To watch this interview, go to ceoshow.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Before the break, we were answering emails from Craig's well-dusted, well-cobweb-filled email for the show. So I believe Craig would like to get a few more out there before they
dissolve into
computer dust.
Yeah, but a big shout-out to Haley out there. I said she's listening to the show, and she just found out she won our Facebook contest. And she sent an email to you, and that's terrific. I already sent her out the prize. So if you check your email inbox, Haley, your copy of Trend Micro's Titanium is waiting for you in your email inbox. So congratulations.
Yay!
Yay! There you go. No, wait a minute. No, we have to do better than that, right? Let's get us some more. There we go.
You know, those people are going to want out of the closet eventually. You got them locked up in there just for the show sound effects.
That's it.
And I don't think you feed them.
No, so. I don't. No, not at all. Anyhow, let's continue on. This is another one. This actually opens up it's a good segue into what I need to say. This is about our Computer America chat room. This is a feedback. It says, can't use the chat room with Windows 7 Pro 64-bit. He says, Java poops, standard install. Streaming audio, however, works. He says, the show must stream audio in a free format. Don't be hypocrites. Well, we try not to be, and it is a free format because we offer it in several different. But, you know, it's interesting you're mentioning the chat room. A brand new version of the chat room is going to be released. I've seen the beta. It just came out a few days ago. It rocks. And they fix a lot of things that was broken in the chat room, including like drag and drop and cut and paste. All those things kind of went away when they did an update to the Java client. It broke so many things it wasn't even funny. So they're releasing this new version. I've checked it out. It works really nicely. They've added several new features. So all I can say is hang in there. The beta version, when it gets released, you don't have to do anything. It's automatic. When you go into the chat room the next time when it comes up, it'll just install itself and you're ready to go. So that's it. The new chat room should be out probably in the next week or two, I would say, and then it should be ready to go. So hopefully that will fix all the problems. The beta version I looked at really did fix all the problems. Here's another one. It says an email. It says, "Ben, welcome to the show." Hey, isn't that nice? This is from Pearl Swanson, who lives in Coventry, Rhode Island. So she's welcoming to the show. He says, "I have tried to search for Computer America on Facebook and no luck finding the page. You guys should put a link to the Facebook page on your homepage." Well, guess what? We have. Okay.
That's actually an interesting comment because I was listening to an interview about how Facebook works.
Yes.
And it goes by your relevant searches, you know, where you live and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so if you normally don't search for something like Computer America and you look for Computer America, mm-hmm. Facebook will actually filter us out and give her something more relevant to her location, to her usual searches. Mm. I just thought it was interesting how, you know, search sites like that actually filter out, you know, relevant searches just because you don't normally look for them.
Interesting. So but when you search for Computer America on Facebook, it does give you our link. It is there.
It gives it to me and you because, you know, we've been there a few times and stuff like that. But for someone who's never done anything, you know, look for technology-related issues on Facebook or something like that, it might actually filter us out. So it's good that we finally have Facebook.com/Computer America and that you have the link on our website.
Yeah, so both are there. So, Pearl, you'll be happy to know that. She says, "I am addicted to the computer. I'm no expert, but a little more than a novice," with a little smiley face. "My husband is an electronic engineer that plays with computers." Oh, there you go. She says, "I learn a lot from the show." Okay. "And love to listen at work while working on Excel spreadsheets 8 hours a day, 5 days a week." There you go. And again, it's from Pearl Swanson in Coventry, Rhode Island. So there you see, Ben, you are appreciated. You see that? Someone out there really likes you. You know,
it's nice to be wanted.
There it is. There you go. So you have a fan, Ben. All right. That's terrific.
You know, if I'm ever in Rhode Island and I see her on the street,
yeah,
I will be one happy camper.
Okay. And thanks so much for writing us, Pearl. And again, I think we have those problems fixed. Again, you can search for it. And again, just go to our facebook.com/Computer America or just go to our homepage and you'll see we have a Facebook link there as well. And then when you're there, don't forget that you say you like it. Okay. So it'll put you in the contest. You can really win some nice prizes. Gabriel, you're so quiet. What's going on with you?
You guys reading emails about your program, yeah. So I don't have anything to say.
Well, you know, we're just trying to catch up a little bit here. Another one here. This is a feedback. It says, "Love the show!" Exclamation points. Thought I'd pass along a cool site I've started to use. It's a free email scheduling service. I use it all the time so I don't forget my friends' birthdays and my elderly parents' anniversaries. You mean you would forget your parents' anniversaries if you didn't have this program?
I do it all the time.
Okay, I see that. Because I have a friend who uses it for her real estate business. She queues up all the meetings, thank yous before she goes out to do showings so she doesn't have to worry about them. And the site has some kind of a quick web page builder. It says, "Keep up the great show." And the website, I checked it out. It looks nice. It's a KYMALABS. It's KYMALABS.com. KYMALABS.com. So check it out. And we always appreciate here at the show listeners who make suggestions like this. They have a favorite website, something you want people to know about. You know, send us an email, send us a feedback, whatever, and let us know about it. And we'll let everybody else know about it too. So again, this is from, it doesn't say who it's from, but again, thank you so much. It's kymalabs.com. Check it out. All right, good. We can continue on here, but I feel guilty because Gabriel is just – we have him. He's such a valuable commodity. He just listened to this. let me ask you this. We'll come back to the emails, but here's a question for you. Is the enthusiast market dead? In other words, people who love to overclock their computers, they love extreme products. Is this enthusiast market dead? And I mean, what's your feeling about that?
Yeah, I think it's not as hot as it used to be, you know. Remember the other day we were discussing your program that, you know, overclocking for most users, it doesn't make sense anymore. I think it comes to that point that technology is so stable that you know, like computers, it's so, you know, like easy to use now. And then you buy a computer like you buy, I don't know, anything else, like an appliance, right? So I don't think that there are so many more people tweaking with their PCs as used to be, you know.
You make an excellent point when you say that. I think today you're very right. People, a lot of people use their computers as they would an appliance or a telephone. In other words, they don't fire up the computer and get into it. They just, you know, I can't remember the last time I called 411 for information. You know, I just go to Google, I type the name in, there's the phone number. I look at phone numbers there, area codes, zip codes. It's all on the computer now. I just use it. When I'm looking for something, I go to the computer. I don't go to the bulletin board at the supermarket or, you know, you're right. People are using it as an information appliance. Anything you want, really, you can find it on your computer. And for many, it's become the first resource that they access to get that information.
I don't think I agree with you at all. In certain circles, you know, that's probably right. But for the gaming community, you know, there are websites everywhere that will teach you how to squeeze every little bit of juice out of your computer. and Digital Storm, you know, that we were talking about earlier, they will actually for, you know, like $20, they will overclock your computer for you.
Oh, wait a minute.
And ship it overclocked.
So you disagree with what Gabriel, not what I was saying about the end. Do you agree with what I just said?
That people use it as an appliance
more than
an actual entertainment?
Yes.
Like, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. So he agrees with me. He disagrees with you.
Let me put this way. It's just like before, you know, like the people that used to use computers maybe 15, 20 years ago, they're more like, you know, like hard users, you know, like hardcore users. I mean, that they were the, you know, like early adopters, and they want to, you know, try to get everything out of their computer. Right now, the people buy a computer, I mean, average people, okay? Of course, there's still gamers and enthusiasts out there.
You're not average
people. The average people now, you know, like, they just want to turn it on and use the computer. Not before, you know, like, everybody that used to have a computer, they would, you know, like, tinker a little bit with the computer, have at least a little bit of knowledge, because computers were not so reliable as they are right now, you know?
Yeah, you know, they used to like get under the hood and tinker. And what Gabriel's saying is that a lot of people today just don't, and most people today don't do that.
Even overclocking, we were talking this the other show. Remember that right now, you overclock, but in most situations, the performance gain that you're going to have doesn't compensate you spending time doing it.
Well,
for most users, of course, they're still the crazy guys that spend.
So you're saying the business market, you say, is pretty much dead, is what you're saying?
No, it's not that dead, but it's not as big as it used to be.
Not as big as it used to be. Okay, cool. Hey, we got to take a break, and we'll continue on. This is the Computer America Show and the Business Talk Radio Network. Gabriel Torres continues on with us, editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets. It's Wednesday Madness. Open phone lines. We'll be right back.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave now.
On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Fifty-one minutes after the hour here on the Computer America Show. Congratulations to this week's Buddy List winner, John Blasdale, or could be keyboard, that has Logitech's Comfort Wave design. It's power packed with up to a 3-year battery life. That never ceases to amaze me. 3 years on one set of batteries with this keyboard. Valued at $60. And congratulations to you. Now, if you want to get a chance of winning some really nice prizes, just get on our Buddy List. It's free. It's private. It's really simple. Just go to our homepage at ComputerAmerica.com. You'll see right there it says, on the left-hand side, it says, get on our Buddy List, right? We ask for your email address and your first and last name. I know you the knee-jerk reaction, oh, they're asking for my email address, and I'm going to put on spam. And no, we don't do that. We keep it private. Nobody gets that, just us, and your first and last name. You click the join button. It'll send you a confirmation email to which you must reply. And then once you do, you're in. It's a double opt-in system. We want to make sure that it's you who wants to be on the Buddy List and not someone else trying to subscribe you on your behalf. You have to do it. Once you're on a Buddy List, you get our weekly email newsletter. It's called the Show Reminder because it's the only publication out there that gives you the entire lineup of the programs for Computer America for that week. You can't find it anywhere else except in the Show Reminder. And also, from that list of names, we draw a winning name every Friday on the show to win something really nice from Logitech. In this case, it's John Blaisdell. So head over to ComputerMacker.com, get on our buddy list, and who knows, we could be calling out your name as the next week's winner. And that's coming up again this Friday. So Gabriel Torres has been with us for both hours. We're in our last segment here, and I one of the questions I wanted to ask you, Gabriel, and that is because we brought it up before. We have Damon Hatfield, who's the editor over at IGN.com. We get his opinion, which we value highly. And, of course, Ben has his opinions, too, as an avid gamer.
Which we value less highly.
But we still value highly. And what do you think? What is the best platform for playing games? Is it video game consoles like the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 or the Wii? Or is it PCs? In other words, are PCs losing ground to the consoles? What's your thoughts about that?
I think it is. You know, like I think they are. Because what happened is, like, if you see, I don't know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, the consoles were not powerful enough. You know, like the PCs were way more powerful than video game consoles. But now they are on par. You know, like of course, if you get like a really high-end PC, we'll still be outperform any console, but will be way more expensive. You know, like for the money, I think the video games now are in a, the consoles are now in a situation they are really really good cost performance ratio. You know,
I've seen some of the games in there, and I've seen some of the like the sporting ones, like the football. When you first look at it, it's almost like you're watching the real thing. I mean,
it's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing graphics, you know. I mean, yeah. I used to remember football was little X's and O's, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, it's, yeah, no, yeah, but it's like,
I had an Odyssey. You know, I don't even remember. I don't even know if you know this video game, Odyssey 2. From the 80s, was like the football was like a bunch of, you know, like a line and another line and a square stuff, you know. Like.
And that was it. Now you have the panoramic view, and now they sweep over the field, like with the cameras. I mean, you see the players. I mean, you're...
It's not only that, because now, imagine, you're hooking up these video game consoles to your TV, and nowadays you have an LCD TV with, you know, like HD resolution.
Yeah.
And then you have the 5.1 speaker set at least, you know, like so...
Yeah.
The whole experience evolves as well, you know. And
see, Ben,
it's amazing.
Ben has no memories of this. He thinks video games are always like this, you know. He doesn't remember the old days, you know, when you were playing.
I think I played my share of Pac-Man. Thank you.
Exactly. Maybe it's a generation after his generation. They have they think everything would work this way. I mean, you know, the kids have iPhones today, and they don't appreciate.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend the other day. My friend was like, hey, you know, like remember when we were kids, we scheduled to meet someplace. We didn't have cell phones and stuff, and we found each other. You know, like oh, you have to walk around and spend some like 10 minutes to try to find your friend, but you end up finding your friend at the shopping mall, whatever, you know.
No GPS track.
Yeah,
no GPS tracking.
Calling, where are you? You know, I can't find you.
Yes, things have changed. Yes, they have. Yeah, exactly. When you and I were kids, I think Ben's seeing a little of that too. You know, he just turned 20, so he's getting on in years. Pretty soon.
When I was a kid, we had these things called Dixie cups and a string. So we found each other perfectly fine because we just followed the string.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. So you basically think PCs are losing ground to consoles?
I think so. Of course, that's for the average gamer, right? So
yeah.
The casual gamer and stuff. But of course, the enthusiasts will still prefer the PC just because the latest graphics card will be available for the PC way before for the console. You know?
Well, let me ask Ben, because Ben's an avid gamer. Do you like playing games on the PC, or do you like playing on the Xbox 360 that you have?
You know, I don't even want to comment on which one's beating which. I think that, you know, if you're any kind of gamer, you know, avid, enthusiast, casual, if you don't try it on console or PC, you're really, like, you know, cutting out half of the market right there. You know, there's a lot of fun games for the PC, and there's a lot of fun games for consoles.
Okay.
You might have to be forced to pick one or the other, but if you have the choice, don't cut one out simply because you can.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there it is.
In my case, for instance, I work all day long in front of a computer, so when I go home, you know, like, I don't want to see a computer. and then the PlayStation 3 looks more like a TV than a console, you know, like, oh, yeah, I sit here on my couch, and I play, and my wife brings me a sandwich or whatever, you know.
So, oh, that's nice. Your wife brings you a sandwich. Yeah, that's yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. You see, that's the man cave, you know. It brings you a drink. You're playing the games. I mean, that's great. You know, but if you use PCs during,
and it's funny, you know, like, because now I'm 37 years old. All my friends are my age, and it's funny because when we were kids, we didn't see like older quote unquote people playing video games. You know, like only kids playing video games. But now
that's everywhere.
It's just like as soon as the generation keeps going up, you know, like you see people my age or even older playing video games. You know.
Gabriel, listen, we are out of time. I want to thank you so much. This was a lot of
fun.
You're welcome. And we'll catch you next month. Maybe we'll get you on Skype, too, okay?
Okay, excellent.
Excellent. Have a good evening. Good night. Yes, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Tomorrow night, we have Ed Begley Jr., Mr. Green himself, is going to be on the show. He's going to talk about, you know, what made him start on the green path back in 1970. Ed Begley Jr. is going to be our guest for the entire first hour. And then in hour two, we're going to have Lead Bolts. It's basically a way to mobile advertising platform and how to develop apps on your own and what you can do. It's going to be really an interesting show. He's going to be on the hour, too. That's all coming up at tomorrow night's show. So until tomorrow night, this is Craig Crossman hoping that your hard disk never becomes floppy. Have a great evening. We will. See you tomorrow night.
Congratulations, Haley.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
USA Radio News. I'm Richard Stewart. President Obama and congressional leaders are set to meet again Thursday with no sign of compromise on avoiding an unprecedented government default. Wednesday's meeting ended in acrimony, with the president bluntly telling Republican lawmakers, "Don't call my bluff," by passing a short-term debt limit increase that he's threatened to veto. Officials say a low-level alert issued last month as Missouri River floodwaters approached a southeast Nebraska nuclear power plant has been lifted as water recedes. Mark Becker, a spokesman for the Nebraska Public Power District, says the floodwaters didn't rise as high as had been feared, so no extra precautions were needed.
At 902 feet, we would have shut the plant down. But we did not reach that at any time. We weren't even close to that.
A town clerk in upstate New York says she's resigning over her religious opposition to homosexual marriage. Laura Potuski submitted a letter of resignation to the town board in Barker on Monday. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Wow, do we have an incredible offer for you today on Amberin. You're not going to want to miss out on this opportunity. Everybody goes through menopause differently, and women are reporting that Amberin works amazingly fast. Best news of all, it works on everything. The hot flashes, to feeling more emotionally balanced, to...